Okay, hello everybody. I will officially call to order the Town of Heath Select Board meeting. Today is Monday, November 17th, 2025. And the meeting is being audio recorded. Our first item is to review the agenda. Will, anything?
No.
Alisa?
No, thank you.
Elma?
Yes.
Joy?
I'm sorry.
What do you got?
Putting tape on the front windows of this building.
Okay. Window care. Okay. Is that it?
I think so.
Okay.
Till I think of something else.
We are going to, during schedule, put together another meeting for Wednesday. We're going to talk about that. And that's about, I don't think I have anything else. Well, yes, maybe we'll do a brief update of your meeting today.
Yes.
And just do a brief recap of today's meeting.
Yeah.
And we'll have just a brief touch base about recent winter road care.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
How about that? Okay. All right. Great. So other than that, we do have a 5:15 tax classification hearing. And let's see, no other actual time scheduled appointments. And we have a bunch of other business. We're going to talk about the special town meeting, which is going to be December 9th. We're going to do an update on the Hilltown Youth lease. We're going to talk about Town Center Court refinishing, even though there's really no update on that. But we'll get there. Surveillance camera policy, town quarter and transition plan, the roof here at Jacobs. Declaring town land as park, stipend review, and the other things that we added. Is that it? All right. So our first appointment, like I said, is 5:15. So we're going to start with minutes. And if everybody could take out, minutes. We're going to review the Town of Heath Select Board meeting minutes for October 5th, 2025. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
No.
That's not the
November.
Right date, though.
It's gotta be.
I was going to say, that's supposed to be November. That's not right. Was it the 5th? I don't have the calendar. Right?
I have October 5th.
Yeah, well, yeah, not the right minutes, but it's
the date of the meeting was November 5th.
Is what I'm saying.
Oh, sorry. Right, so it's November 5th.
You have
I have the right minutes.
Right minutes, wrong
date.
So that's the first page. As I'm reading, I'm like, that's not right.
And wait. Did I print out the right?
I'm like, that's not right.
Yeah,
and it starts
with
agenda.
The text here?
Yeah.
No, on the minutes.
Yes.
You start with the text score.
But on the agenda, it says review minutes from 10:21.
Right.
So we've got, we're just all over it today.
I'm sorry.
What I'm saying.
No wonder. Not today's
date, Lisa. No, it should say November 5th.
On both agenda
and
on the minutes. Yes.
We'll get there.
All right. Everybody's there?
Yep.
Okay, Will, since you're so quiet, why don't you start?
Oh, boy. Okay. Got a number. Yes. Okay, the Franklin County Technical School updates that to the second paragraph down from that headline. And it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It says the current building should be demolished and the affected athletic fields, it should be affected.
Affected, yeah.
So A instead of an E.
Oh, wait a minute.
Okay. Yep. Then, work your way down to the next paragraph. It says the first sentence, the new aviation program will not be certified until the federal government opens and the NN inspector.
Oh.
So strike the NN.
Yes, and it should actually probably ought to be reopened.
And then this is...
Yes. Yes.
This is a stylistic thing, so.
I love these.
The building is 12,000 square feet in size and has been filled with $1.5 million worth of equipment. I said provided with. I mean, right. Phil would say, oh, it's jammed. It's like my shop. You can't get into it. It's probably not that bad, is it?
Right.
That's a stylistic.
I'll go with that.
Well,
it's fine.
I don't care. That's the word that I believe that's the word the superintendent.
Probably.
Okay.
I think he probably did.
Right.
But that's okay.
Get,
provided
right.
with.
Yeah, that's picky.
We'll give that to you. Well,
wow.
Since I got it,
see?
I don't know they're going to give you the next one.
Uh oh.
It just may be, okay, this is the busing issue, which has been a concern for Devin Clark. I had no problem with the paragraph in general, but wasn't Devin also concerned about the distance to the bus stop that the kids had to walk? Was that part of it? Because it's not mentioned here.
That has been a part of her concern?
That you're not supposed to walk more than a mile.
And the superintendent did discuss that.
Thing is, I guess I didn't put that in because I kind of thought that was a little misunderstanding because they don't walk.
Right.
She drives them.
Okay.
Right.
All right. Maybe then.
I mean, I guess if she didn't drive them, they would have to walk, but she drives them.
Okay. Then strike that. I just couldn't remember. So other than that, I didn't have anything.
Elisa.
So Will got one of mine, and going back to that paragraph about busing regarding Devin, I just wanted to make note that the last sentence is saying specifically the change is going to be made so that the Clark students didn't have to spend 1.5 hours riding the bus. It's not just the Clark
right.
students. There are students that are on that bus before the Clark children are, students are picked up. So
there's also another one at the bus stop too.
Yeah, I just didn't want the focus to be completely on the Clark family, but there are other students that are affected by this and are on the bus longer than the Clark children.
Right.
Students, young adults. So I was hoping for.
And she brought that up too, Devin.
Sorry?
Devin brought that up at the meeting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I did confirm with her actually before I came here just to make sure. Hi, Devin. That
yeah.
That.
Well, there was
it wasn't just about her family, but other families were affected, and in fact, on the bus longer than her
right.
family.
And dropped off at the same location.
Correct.
There.
Okay, so how about if I put that?
So that the Clark
Heath
students and
students.
Others. Heath students, sure.
I
yes.
asked if they could just change it.
The Heath students.
That sounds
not
good.
Spend 1.5 hours or longer.
Or more. I think that was all I had.
Okay.
Yep, that was it for me. Thank you.
You've got mine. So can I have a motion, please, to accept the Tamahe Select Board meeting minutes for November 5th, 2025?
So moved.
Second.
Any further discussion?
No.
All in favor?
Elisa, aye.
Will, aye.
Robert, aye.
Thank you.
Right.
I don't have... 512. Don't have my cell phone in here, so I can't look quickly. I just... Gonna drive me crazy all night.
It's where did you want me to go get it?
No. Give me something else to focus on.
Well, so Pat only has 2.5 minutes to
or Bob.
Comment.
Oh yeah,
no,
public comment.
See?
Pat, do you have public comment?
Yes, I do. Thank you for asking.
Oh my God.
I know we're talking about a surveillance camera policy, and I was just wondering if it would make sense to make the front door down loud enough to be heard pretty much all over the building, and then lock the doors at a certain hour, so that, like when Betty Nichols and Alice, and if there's nobody at the library, the doors could be locked with a sign, please ring the bell. That's just an idea. Because it's just kind of, anybody could come in while those folks are over there.
Yeah.
So, just something to think about.
Good idea?
Not a bad idea.
I didn't know we had a doorbell.
Yeah. Yes, we do.
But it's very dingy.
Did not know.
Well, it's... Yeah, it's only set up so that the...
Front office?
Receptionist, the front office, hears it.
Yeah. Okay. Do you know if the camera on that works, if that's a camera, if there's a bubble on
it. I know there's a bubble. I have no idea. Because it's not
tied into
it's
anything.
It's not convenient.
Oh, God,
you know, I can hear the bell, but I don't even know where it shows up. If there's a visual, I don't know where it shows up.
So. Maybe it would have been on somebody's laptop. Or
it could have been.
Right. It's got to be wiring for it. Not a bad idea. We can certainly talk about that. Good project. Billy. Follow the wire?
Yep.
Does that follow the yellow like brick road?
Yeah.
Okay.
Anybody else? Public comment? Barbara?
No, I would just say I think that's a wonderful comment. Idea of that.
It is. Yeah, no, it's good.
And it's like if it's set up more for because of when it was a school,
yeah.
For when receptionist was there, right, actually yeah. The greatest need now would be when there isn't someone in the
that's
library
right.
or the front office. And,
that's right.
And if I was working here alone at night, I would like to judge before letting someone
right.
in. And that's what we do in 24-hour hospital facilities. You know, once
right.
reception closes, the doors get locked and it goes to ring bell, and then you can look and decide whether it's someone
right.
that you want to let in.
No, it's a great idea. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We can talk about that as we talk about the alert system and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good idea.
Good idea.
Thank you.
Thank
you. Is that it?
5:15.
All right. Perfect timing, 5:15. So, can I have a motion, please, to open the tax classification hearing?
So moved.
Second.
Any further discussion? All in favor?
Alisa, aye.
Bill, aye.
Robin, aye. So, will you read that in, Hilma? Or do you want me to, which hat do you want me to wear?
I can...
You'll read it in from the assessor
this.
So I can stay
yes.
on the blackboard? Okay.
Yes, this was sent by Alice Wozniak, Director of Assessing. Dear Select Board, dated, and this is dated today, November 17th, 2025, the assessors recommend that the Select Board votes a single tax rate for residential as well as commercial, industrial, and personal property, in parentheses, CIP. The basis for this determination is that the amount of CIP accounts that Heath has is only 10.78% of the total taxable levy. The town would need to add significantly more CIP accounts, or at least larger percentage valuation accounts, to bear the burden of a split rate in order to not penalize the handful of businesses in town. Respectfully, Alice Wozniak.
Thanks, Emma. So can I have a motion, please, to accept the recommendation of a single tax rate as provided by the Board of Assessors?
So moved.
Second.
Further discussion? Will? Alisa?
No.
Robin? No. So, all in favor?
Alisa, aye.
Will, aye.
Rob, and aye. Thank you. Do we need to formally vote to get out of that?
I can say if we open the hearing, then we have to close
yeah.
it.
So can I have a motion to close the tax classification hearing?
At 5:17.
Yep.
So moved.
Second.
Further discussion? All in favor?
Alisa, aye.
Will, aye.
Rob, and aye. Great. Thank you. Thanks, Oma.
Mm-hmm. Thank you all.
All right, now we can start on our other business. Moving right along. Okay, first item is special town meeting. So we have special town meeting. It's scheduled for December 9th. It's scheduled to begin at 6:30 p.m. And Hilma has sent out a first draft that you could take a look at. I'm asking that we're not voting on it today because we're going to have another meeting in 2 days because we need to get a little bit more information on a couple items. And that will be on Wednesday at 3 p.m. Is that
correct.
What you posted for?
Yeah.
Okay, so Wednesday, 3 p.m. We'll have a meeting. There's going to be a brief executive session to begin with, and then we'll go into open session after that and review the final numbers and final warrant items and vote. Mm-hmm. So it can be posted in time for our meeting. Is that okay with everybody?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Beautiful. So what you have in front of you today is, so Article 1 is the piece, let's see, is it 1? Yeah, so Article 1 is the piece for the chief, fire chief.
Yep.
And this is wordage that we were just told to put in here. So we don't necessarily,
we'll change
the three of us, there's no changes from us.
No, you just, I tried to double proofread it, but we just have to make sure that it says Heath where it's supposed to say Heath and not another town. And the same with the next article.
And then, right, the next article, which is 2, this is the, goes to the fire department, and this is for call members, like Will.
Mm-hmm. Actually, it's just for Will.
Oh, it's just for Will, that's right. Okay.
To me, the weird thing about this, and I almost said something today and this morning, and I didn't, is that the big hitch is every time you have to do this for every individual that's going to hit 65. And if, instead of, like, why not just a blanket home rule, anyone, any,
yeah,
if they,
I mean, it seems kind of like that gives people this power to say, no, we don't like you, so you're kicked out. Whereas,
yeah,
how does the voting populace have that power over the chief? Isn't that odd? I'm odd, especially in, when we have a strong chief.
Yes, that's right. That's right. So that would maybe be something to inquire into.
Okay.
In the future.
Sorry. No, go ahead.
I see that they have a maximum age in here.
I was going to say 70. I was just going to say that.
They do.
Why is general law?
That's
mass general law. Okay.
I don't know. Is that
where it comes
well,
from?
Basically, it's, and it has, well, I think at this point in time, insurance won't insure.
Oh, yeah.
Over
right.
70.
That's right. Another whole piece.
Okay.
I'm 68 now. So
that's
knocking
on that door anyway.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I've got less than 2 years.
Yeah.
You know, I got to say, the tough thing is, or I think, this, the law and insurance set the ages a while ago. And it's like, for example, 65 is not even full retirement age.
Yeah, but this hasn't changed with everything else that's changed in the world.
That's
right.
And you can, and it still is conditional upon, you know, a person's health and mental status and all that stuff. But it's like, you can have somebody at age 75 who is just going strong.
Oh, I know somebody who's that age and is still doing concrete work. So you can successfully have doing concrete. You should be able to take your part in the fire department.
Yes.
Oh. Well, I'm still going down.
You get over 75, you just fall apart, huh?
Huh?
You just fall apart.
Apparently, by this, at 70, you fall apart.
You're just proof of that.
No, I saw him go down a well at the fairgrounds this year.
That's what I'm saying. I agree with that.
And Billy let him.
So,
But anyway.
So, that's a discussion for another time. I just wanted to ask and see where that came from.
All right, so those are those two.
So we'll get
and
to
then
them.
Article 3 is voting to transfer money from free cash to the roof repairs.
Okay.
And that was what was written before Finance Committee. Didn't they chirp in individuals?
I heard from two Finance Committee members that suggested are recommended that the money be transferred from the whatever building
stabilization account. So, select board, that's a conversation that.
I guess what I'm a little confused here, that the estimates we're getting for the repair.
Well, that's, yeah, let's, so right now we still don't have, that's one of the reasons, that's another reason why this is getting pushed and trying to finalize these numbers, but we have numbers that we don't know still if they're apples to apples.
Mm-hmm.
I think that in the, whoopsie, there goes a piece of paper. Thank you, Elisa. We're one, confirming which ones are prevailing wages and which ones are not, because I think that's one of the issues. And it looks like we have at least two quotes that are using the same, you know, quoting on the same area of the roof. At least we have that. And the third one, we're looking for clarification, but it hasn't come back to us yet, as to which one of their multiple numbers, if any, corresponds with that location. But right now, we have two pricings that are for the same location, and they are $21,000 and change and $35,000 and change.
Mm-hmm.
But one could be prevailing wage and one might not. Well, we know for a fact that one of them, the lower of the two, is not prevailing wage. So it's going to be higher than that.
Okay.
That we know for a fact right now.
So regarding this Article 3... The way it's written is that the money would come out of free cash, but the Finance Committee is saying, why is it not coming from the stabilization, the building stabilization?
Well, there's been no determination for free cash. That was just put in there. It's just a placeholder.
That's,
that's
why it's highlighted.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So before, you know, Hilma sent this out, and then I said, can we see if we can get any feedback from Finance Committee as to where individuals think the money should come from.
Yeah.
My belief is the philosophy behind the taking it out of the building stabilization account is because that's what it's for.
Exactly.
I was thinking
where if we had a free cash to be used for anything, whereas
yeah.
the building stuff can only be used.
Right.
So that made sense to me.
So if we're all in agreement with that, we would put stabilization account down. We
mm-hmm.
just need to determine the number. I mean, for a placeholder right now, it's, you know, we don't even need to put one. We'll just know in the next couple of days and fill it out. It's probably going to be 30-something thousand.
How much is in the building stabilization fund?
93,000.
I was
going
to say 90-something.
Okay. $93,307.56.
Okay. So if you guys are good with that, we'll put stabilization account and then fill in the appropriate dollar when we get that, hopefully, from Sam in the next day.
I'm good with that.
Okay. And then the next one is, that's pretty straightforward. That's a transfer from IT stabilization to the upgrade, the IT equipment upgrade. That was just overage in cost when we had our upgrade, our Windows upgrade that just happened 2 months ago or whatever
mm-hmm.
it was, approximately.
Yes, new computers.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, since this was written up to, I know the next one that's in here, but is the long one that has to do with the planning board article that was on ATM that we had issues with. So this is our reattempt at getting this to go through at a standard meeting versus the other way we were going to do it. Reposted and all the other.
So this doesn't need to be reposted?
No.
It's doing its own steps, right?
It's paying $300 for advertising instead of $900 for advertising.
No, I understand that. And,
if Tammy revotes it.
She's asking about the public hearings and those type of things. Are those happening?
Yes.
The public hearing has to happen, and they need to advertise this.
Twice.
They already got a handle on it. They've got it scheduled. They've got it all set.
Yep. Last week's
okay.
meeting.
All good?
Yep, all good.
Yep.
Cindy's taking care of the advertising.
Yep.
We're on the same page.
All the dates are matching up right. It's going to be a...
Yes.
Sorry. Well, worst that happens is if something were to happen, we pull it.
Okay. Right. And did we decide where the $300 was coming from?
Well, that will come
from
planning.
The planning board.
Yeah, because that's a standard.
Account.
Right. That one's standard.
Is planning board is understanding that that's where it's coming from?
As far as I know, yes.
Okay. Just want to make sure everything's
covered.
Yeah.
I'm just...
Absolutely right.
Sounds like it.
Making
and it
sure.
Obviously won't be Article 13.
Why not?
Article 13.
No, it won't.
Oh, because it's listed. But before you put a number to it,
because
that's going to be the last one. Right.
It'll be the last one.
So two other potential articles that we'll finalize on Wednesday.
Yes.
One is the vehicle conversation for the fire chief that we had a while back when we were talking, I don't remember when we had it, but it came up.
Yeah,
about needing to replace Nick's rig because it's really in rough shape.
Yeah.
And there's a vehicle in Coleraine that we can purchase through whatever it's called, Intertown Purchasing.
Yeah.
And looks like we could make a recommendation to offer $8,500 for it.
Well, the way I did it, I emailed Diana and kind of said, what are the select board thinking they're going to get? And I just thought, and she said she was going to respond to me Wednesday.
Okay.
So I assumed their select board meets. Yes, their select board meets on Tuesdays also.
Okay.
So
that's right.
She was going to talk to them.
Okay.
But
so that would might be another article. I did ask Hilma to reach out to Nick to confirm that it was something that he wanted us to proceed with. That it makes sense. He responded in the affirmative.
Oh yes, he responded in the affirmative and said, "Yeah, it's in far better shape than what he's pushing around now."
So it would be something that the town would purchase or the fire association would purchase.
Town,
no,
the town.
That's why it would be an article on here, and the I would say it would come from free. That would come from free cash.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't see a more appropriate line for that.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure that it was thought out and that
there is some, once it gets purchased, it would have to get outfitted for the fire department. I'm wondering if that's something that can come out of the fire department line. I would like to think that it could. I don't know. Does it make sense to reach out to him and ask that question? Because if not, we'd have to take that 85 and bump it up to whatever, 10,000 or whatever,
mm-hmm.
you know, whatever that number is.
The only thing he mentioned, now there might have been other things as well, the only thing he mentioned is retrofitting the lights.
Oh, okay, well, so maybe, hopefully it's something we can just take from, you think that that's possible, take it from?
Yeah, I think so, but also on the radios, but I assume you just transfer those.
Well, you just transfer. Yeah.
So I'd like to keep it at that 85 if possible, as tight as possible, if that's what they'll agree to.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not, they might want more.
There's also, I don't want to speak for the fire association, but we do have money possibly to use if we vote on it.
Yeah.
How much is in the fire account?
Which fire account?
You mean
fire
the fire
account
budget?
That the money would come from?
Their normal budget?
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry, I was looking, did I not print that out today?
The fire department expense account?
Yeah,
I'm
paying the normal. Is
I've got it. I'm sorry.
I brought it with.
Public Works.
Fire department expenses. $32,500 is allocated. Expended $15,200. $17,200.
So I'm sorry, how much?
$17,200 right now.
Okay. Thank you.
And then, so we'll finalize that hopefully on Wednesday, if that's all right.
Yep, sure.
Absolutely.
And then there could be one other secondary to executive session that we'll finalize and possibly put forth on Wednesday. All right. And we don't need to read through. So this Article 13 that will become something else, Article mm-hmm. something else,
yeah.
This has been read through. We don't, there's no changes. Nothing we need to be looking for.
I copied and pasted. That's okay. Why it says Article right. 13. But right. Yes.
Perfect.
I copied and pasted.
And that's about all we have, unless somebody has something else that they're thinking about that has been in your mind about for SCM. I don't think there's anything else.
Did you ask a question?
Sure, Pat.
I was wondering if there was going to be anything for Parks and Rec. Did I miss something? No.
Right, when Mike had come, he was saying, oh, we need to put this on the STM, and we said, we don't have an STM.
We don't have to do that anymore.
But I don't understand that we don't need to do that anymore, whatever correct. It is, because I can't remember, but I do remember not needing it.
Yeah.
He seems to think we do. I'll get in touch with him.
Who?
Well,
Mike seems to think we do.
He's the one who told us we did it, didn't he?
Well, when did he tell you?
The grant was already awarded.
Right.
I don't know. I just got an email saying.
No, I'm sorry. Well.
Well. I mean, we can double check. We have 2 days. If there's something, we can send a note out to Mike and ask him.
And there's a lot more to it than just he wants an article on town meeting warrant.
No, I assume some work has to be done.
But what he has communicated to the select board through myself is that the park grant has already been awarded.
Right.
Now, has it or hasn't it?
Which park grant?
PARC.
What
the one to repave the center court.
Yes, that has been awarded.
Okay, then what he wants a town meeting article for is a moot point.
Okay.
As far as I'm concerned, because if they were insisting, if the grant...
Awarding yeah.
was insisting that the status of that property change, that would have to be done before they award the grant.
Okay, that sounds good to me.
Is my understanding too. With,
well, it makes sense. Or there'd have to have been a plan in place.
There would have to be a definite plan in
right.
place, and
right.
there wasn't.
Right.
Okay, good. Thank you. I feel more educated now.
You look more educated now.
Okay. Not that it's my problem much longer, but it is extremely challenging for myself, for the town coordinator, and the select board to deal with any of this stuff that I'll just say in general, collectively, Parks and Rec needs when they do not receive documents. They do, I mean, don't know. I mean, he has not passed on
right.
the grant application he submitted. He has not passed on the award letter that was given.
Oh,
okay.
Those aren't posted on our website, our webpage, but he should have passed.
They need to come to this office first.
You know, I was trying to think of what is the process myself because I get lost in it. And it would be good to know what is the process one goes through. Like I just tried to do one. So I really, maybe it's simple and straightforward, but I don't.
It should be simple and straightforward, and I guess it makes a difference if a committee remembers that they are appointed by the select board. They are not an independently functioning entity, number one. Number two, if they want the support of the select board and the town, they darn well better share documents.
Okay, so that's good to know. It would be nice to know that that's part of the process. It's not sufficient to put it on your website. Where is this whole process written so that one can follow it and check off that they've done the right thing?
Well, I don't think that there's a process for grant applications that's been determined by the town, but there certainly is makes sense. I think it makes sense, one, for the entity to inform the select board that a grant is being sought after. And oftentimes, those grant applications need the select board signature. So they have to come to us anyways for approval and signature.
And the contracts definitely.
And by the, right. And then once, if, even if it didn't make it through us and then it gets obtained, the select board needs to approve the agreement. The agreement can't be made without our agreement.
Yes.
So that's a process. Let's write it down.
We can come up with a grant seeking process.
Just a checklist, a bullet list.
Yes,
nothing
we can do
fancy.
That.
Nothing fancy.
We can do that.
Would be helpful.
We can do that.
Well, print.
No. We will do
that. Yeah, looking at the grant agreement.
We will do that. Yes, bite us. We will do that. That's to me screaming, Alisa, Alisa, Alisa.
I thought I was at a select board meeting when some committees could apply for grants.
You can.
Without.
Oh, no, you absolutely can.
You can,
but
it makes really good sense to let us know you're doing it.
But we need to be informed because when the contract comes to us, it says with the town of Heath. So if we don't know that it has, it's like, what? So
I totally get it. I'm old.
I reject the age
that's
card.
Tough, tough
that's
funny,
not
funny,
the
funny,
issue.
Funny.
All right. I'll write it up.
So we will do that.
With it. Yep.
Okay. Anything else on SDM? All right. Good. That'd be good. Thank you, everybody. Alisa, I'm going to let you take the next one. Youth Performing Arts Update. Lease update, because Alisa signed the everything, then we had these days we needed to get things done here, and?
Yes, so, and they got done. I showed up on Saturday afternoon. I mean, we were told that everything wouldn't be completed until 7 o'clock on Saturday, but I decided to pop up here midday just to see how the progress was going, and Jonathan happened to be available to do a walkthrough with me, and I was really, really happy. I was really appreciative of the progress that he had made, he and his support, and there were just a few things that had been remaining on the stage when I left, and I came in this morning and saw that they had been removed. Everything on the list has been taken care of. I do want to make note of just a few things. The closet is gorgeous. Have you been in it yet, Pat?
Yes, I was very excited.
Right?
Yes,
it's
beautiful.
Remarkable.
It's different.
I know. Bob is giddy. You can't see it, but Bob is giddy.
Dome of positivity.
I've got to walk in
this.
There.
It's
like,
smiling.
Oh my God.
It's growing.
Whoa.
The bubble.
The bubble.
Growing.
The bubble is growing. So if you see, look at the stage, it's basically empty. I think there are just
great.
A few things up there. That are
you had a couple
virals
of
items or whatever.
Or something.
That's looking better. Everything has been taken care of. I do want to just verbally.
So make it in here.
Right. I know, but now we can put art up.
Yeah, but it won't be problem.
I just wanted to verbalize that. You know, I have an agreement down out in the playing field between the two sheds there. There's still the metal arch there. All the stuff is gone, but the arch will remain until after the winter performance because they're going to use that. And I give them a verbal okie dokie. That was fine.
Sounds great.
I have not, or I don't know if Helma has received a list of the town furniture that they have in room 122 and 126.
No.
But that is not something that I've seen.
No.
So we still do need that. I made sure that the air conditioners were out, and I had one more thing I just needed to let you know about, and I will find it. And we talked about the spools. So the spools are out of the closet. It's my understanding there should only be two in the room, and nothing has been put on the bottoms yet. He is very confident that there is no metal sticking out of it, but he and I are going to look at it together and make sure that, you know, we're both comfortable.
And it's not a bottom, it's both.
And I think it's the edging too. So I'm going
to
follow up with him about that.
And so that was the other thing I just wanted to mention to you about him. I did specifically review with him about the use of the gym mats and how they are not to go outside. He did say that at one point they went outside, and I said they're not going to go outside anymore. And he said that he will get his own two mats and keep them in his office for when they need to use them. I said, fine. So that was very clear. So that's all of it on his side. Again, I was very happy. I made sure that Jonathan understood how much I appreciated the efforts and the work that he did. I feel very good about this relationship.
Good.
On our part, looking at Appendix A, number 15, the certificate of inspection for this building, I want to know what the status is. Are we certified? Is everything done?
We were fully certified the first day of summer camp.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure because I knew that was our responsibility. And I just want to make sure we're doing what we need to do. And that's all I got.
That's great.
Yeah, very positive.
Yay. And we will be meeting at the next meeting, right?
I think December is one of our check-ins.
That's right. Jeez.
December 2nd, we'll be meeting forever. I think that has to be at 7, right? Unless Laura's not coming.
Laura is going to come, I think, 7, but...
You have somebody else at 7?
Well, not necessarily. I got some folks that will be, like...
5:05. So Tyson's coming in at some point.
Right. Tyson's coming in. Mike Couture is coming in.
Whoa.
Tyson, I was going to put Tyson first
so he can go home.
There's him. There's Mike Couture. There's Budge. And Ken Rock asked to come in.
Oh boy.
While Budge is here, and Ken has his own. So there's all of them.
Okay.
And then there's the theater person.
I'll hit that. Yeah, John. Bring snacks.
Snacks.
Thanks.
All right. Great. Thank you, Elisa, for coming over.
Yes. My pleasure.
Yeah.
Thank
you.
No,
okay.
So far, so good.
Great.
It's good. Pleasantly surprised.
And town center court refinishing. So the only update I have is not much of an update. So I reached out to Pat's folks there. Thank you. And have asked just some follow-up questions that they have not answered yet, and I will reach back out again, but I held up reaching out today because I know they are looking for the prevailing wage rates from the town, and Hilma's reached out to the state on that. And
not for them.
Yeah, they need them too.
Okay, last I knew they just asked.
They want to know, they do need to know them, they said.
Right. Okay. That's fine. Yeah. I will get.
Oh, I misunderstood. I thought you were. So, if you could just send them in that email, there's a joint email. You could just send it off. And that might pressure them to answer. Because I asked them for some approximations on the shimming, so we have the full quote from them. So we'll push, and see if we can get them to get this wrapped up at the next meeting. So we can wrap it up.
Well, I assume it's not happening until next year.
Right. I was just getting on
their docket.
Docket, yeah. Okay. Surveillance camera policy. So,
Joe,
read what you have. I thought it was good. And I sent you my only, or I sent out my only question to him. That was just about what type of mechanism we would be using to look at them. You know, like...
Right, well, it depends on what system.
Right, and to me it felt a little odd if we're looking to... This is where this came from. If we're looking to make certain that we have a really on our eye, and there's, you know, it's just not being looked at by anyone. The thought of it being able to be looked at on somebody's cell phone was a little concerning to me. Mm-hmm. It seemed better if it could be looked on only on a computer or laptop here in an office, like you said, because it does say that in the policy that in the policy that it would be looked at
where the monitoring would happen.
Right. So that was just my own. That's the reason I sent that.
Well,
but if it is. Well, it sounded like between those two systems, Blink and Ring, Ring was more preferable anyway.
So here's the thing with... Go ahead.
My understanding and use of the Blink is that it is not a continuous streaming. It just, as I think we all know, it's just...
A blink.
It's a blink. It's a motion blink, right?
Right.
Which I don't think is going to serve our purposes here.
Right.
Right? So I think Blink is out.
Right.
Now, I don't know, what was the other one?
Ring.
Ring.
So, Ring, I don't like my Ring camera, but there's also Nest.
Nest.
That I used to use. The cameras got more expensive than what I wanted, you know, because I might are just to see wildlife. But Nest does do live streaming, and then we'll just alert you when there's a motion, but you can go back and look at anything that you want. I don't know too much about indoor Ring use. I just know about the Ring doorbell that I have. But I don't know if you can actually look on it on the desktop.
What I was going to say is, if you want cameras that say the video is viewed on a computer monitor, like the our outside cameras, and it's in one secure location, my guess is none of these home version things are going to work. That it's probably going to mean getting the security company folks up here to install internal cameras that are like what's outside with wires run.
That's what I was thinking.
Over to that particular computer.
And they may have wireless too now, anyways.
They do.
Even those companies, they have wireless.
I would think they would have to.
Yeah, they can program
it. Well, okay, but maybe not actual wireless,
and they have to be
hooked up
to speak to.
It's right. Local.
It would be nice if it was the same. Right. That we have outside.
That's what's going to be the piece that my last piece was saying
expand.
Is can we at least reach out and get a quote?
Yes, we can.
So that we have.
Yes, Tim can.
Yeah. So that we know what that would cost. Because I do think it makes sense to have it.
Yep.
I think we've had a couple of instances in this past year which point us in the direction of needing some sort of security within the building.
Yeah,
and when Sawyer Mall was the town offices, there were security cameras inside that building.
Mm-hmm. Right, yeah. I mean, that would have helped when we got broken into.
It certainly would have.
That, and when doors were left unlocked and, you know, wide open.
Right.
Or,
I mean, but I think that the policy, the policy looks good.
Okay.
I mean, did you have a chance to read it?
I did.
Have any questions?
No.
I mean, I think it was looking good, so, I mean, I think possibly one last review of it when we know what the system
is. What the actual system is.
So that we know what
what
they would suggest we add, perhaps, maybe, you know, or something like that. Because we can also clarify where they are or whatever.
Right.
So, but no, I was
happy. Okay, great.
I think we can take it off the agenda until we get a quote.
Okay.
We can do one last chat and see if it's something we have the funds for.
It needs to be tailored at all.
And then take a step.
All right, so Tim will get...
Does that make sense? Is
that
how you're comfortable with that?
I would be fine with it.
Okay. That sound good, Helma?
Yes.
Okay.
So
you'll talk to Tim.
Perfect. When the security... I would assume they would come and do the quote. So forth.
Oh yeah, they'll come.
Right.
Yeah,
I would like to be there when they do that.
Sure. or one of us. You just having them let her know.
Sorry? You mean when they go around and...
Yeah, so I can hear the dialogue and understand, you know, and be... and just...
So just have Tim copy her in.
Yeah.
You good with that?
Sure.
Yeah. Sounds wonderful. Okay. Great. That's good. I feel like we're getting that one. Town coordinator transition plan update. Do we have anything we need to discuss on that? The 8th, December 8th is still the target.
I don't see it.
December 8th.
Yeah.
And
no, I haven't. Okay. Were you going to try to get meetings set up?
Yeah.
Yes, I will. And I can probably do this because I'm working 5 days this week.
Okay. Because we needed to get those meetings in as fast as possible, I think, before the end of the month.
Amanda, you were going to aim to do them the following week, the week of the 15th.
Right.
If people are available.
Yes, if people are available.
Okay.
Or whenever they're available.
Do you need anything else from us right now?
No, I don't.
Change my number. Well, I think we just keep that on there just in case you have something comes up.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
The gym roof update we talked about already because we talked about that as part of the STM conversation. Wow, this is just moving along. All right. Declaring town land as park.
I'm confused.
One.
Well,
you have it in your mail, right?
I do.
Yes,
you
do.
And you sent it separately, right? So you have a little thing that looks like this: information declaring municipal land as park, town park. You have this and a little mappy.
Yes.
Looking like this. So you have these two items in your mail or in your hand, and in your email separately.
Yes.
Okay. Off you go, Emma.
Explain. Okay. So, all right. So I started out giving a history of how Community Hall and the actually three separate parcels of land were acquired. Okay. In 1956, the town acquired Parcel 1, which includes the building, the Community Hall building.
So that's Community Hall, okay.
And it acquired Parcel 2, that little bit of land, stretch of land, going to the west of the building.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Then, in 1963, the town purchased the big parcel, which is number 3, from Carol Malone. There were, in both cases, or in each case, there were no restrictions put on how the land could be used, which means the town can use it however they want. General municipal purposes. So for anything, essentially for anything at all, there are no restrictions in the gift or the sale. In terms of what can be done now, okay, the select board themselves can just create a park area and give it a name if they want. And I believe it's already been done, basically, because I think there's some kind of plaque there. But that doesn't give it, as I said, it doesn't give it protected status. So it's not permanent. It's park right now. This is just hypothetical. But, for example, if, I'll say the select board and then by town meeting vote or whatever, decided that was the ideal place to build a new fire station or whatever, they could then say we're building a new fire station here. And it would, it's totally under town control, town decision. If you're going to go the route of declaring it a park area that, like park land, that is conserved as park or recreation, that has to go to ATM. You have to know exactly what parcel of land you're putting in park, in the park. But then it's like other conservation land. It's basically permanent unless the legislature is petitioned and each branch of the legislature has to approve releasing it from its restrictions. So in that case, it's like the land is basically really, really locked in, unless there's some kind of, I don't know, really super duper legitimate reason that you can convince the state legislature. But if you're going to go this second route of more the conservation, as I put down here, it would need to be determined which part of the parcel of land you want to do. It would most likely, the safest thing would be to have a land survey done. And then, yeah, take it to town meeting. At the way it stands now, there's nothing that prevents, like, park and recreation to take place there. To, you know, Mike had at one point had talked about the back portion and back of where the court is and cutting the brush out and making that for some other activity. There's nothing now that prevents any of that from happening.
Sir, so what was the... Oh, so the, I think if I remember correctly, this came up in a conversation because some grant opportunities are only available if there's a designation of parkland. Am I right on that? Yeah. Constitutional parkland, not just
right.
Select board.
Correct. However, however, it's like, this is where I'm confused. If the town has been awarded a park, PARC, grant...
That wasn't an issue.
Then we've done, we the town have done enough of a designation that this is our part,
right,
to satisfy the needs of the grant.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Either that or there's a piece that we don't know about.
Barbara?
Yeah, I just wonder if there's a chance that could come up when it's time to receive the money.
Oh, there's going to be further follow-up. Don't you?
That's what I mean, whether they'll be looking for that.
I have a little ticker to do more follow-up on this. So.
I found it rather annoying that documents are not shared.
Yes, I understand.
That the select board really does not know.
You're flying in the dark, yes.
Yes, thank you.
And you're ultimately responsible.
Right. So nothing's going to happen without clarification of all this.
Yeah.
So I did read all this, and I had an idea of what was going to be said, but I wanted to hear you speak it as well to make sure I understood tonight. But, I mean, my gut feeling is someone would have to really give me some real reasons why we would go down that route. Mm-hmm. If we're not, I mean, because we're already using the land as a park,
mm-hmm,
without the through this, through the select board designation, based on what is notated there and the memory is from the past, even though we can't find specific.
Right.
I mean, I don't think I have a problem with the select board reaffirming that, maybe? Whatever that existing designation is, right? And, you know, whatever was the plaque says or whatever.
I mean, I haven't thought to stop by and read what the plaque says. I have not tried to find anything in previous select board minutes because it's kind of like, I don't know where to start. If the child bought it in 1963, it's like, sorry, I'm not going to read all those minutes.
No.
If it's to reaffirm it.
I don't know. What do you think, Elisa?
I kind of agree with you that it would have to be a pretty big reason for us to go through having the land survey and take it to ATM and get a vote. For what? What would we be gaining? So I'm more inclined to just use it as an unofficial park. What I didn't realize is the plot of land, and I'm looking up on Hunt X to really understand this property that the town owns, and it's all pretty overgrown and so forth, and I'm starting to think about, something that could be cleared, and we can put a little gazebo or a little something, and gosh, we could be really using this as a park.
You mean to the west?
Well,
because that's wetland.
So then I was going to say, is it wetlands? Because I always thought it was wetlands.
Yeah.
There's a brook that goes through there.
Yeah.
Is there?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's really maybe
I mean,
not
it would really have to be carefully explored.
I kind of like to get in there and take a peek, but...
can.
It's open to the public.
I didn't realize that. No, but this has been good because I didn't realize that it was such a big plot of land.
Yeah.
Had no clue.
What was your thoughts, Will?
I don't. What I don't like is just in general ceding control of this land to a state of Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
I want to keep it local.
Right.
That makes me very nervous.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
So.
I mean, I don't have a problem with this park here, that the select board can authorize creation of a park, and since there was one that was already created there, you know, at some point we could get the proper wording to reaffirm that.
I would like to do that.
I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah.
I mean, that seems to bring it present,
mm-hmm.
to bring it to present status. We can figure out what it is. And
yeah. Like that.
I'll work on that some more.
Yeah.
Work on that aspect of
it. Yeah, that's a good question.
Yeah.
The fact that can we still apply for grants?
There would be a really good reason why it would be nice to know what the grant is and for us to be able to look at the paperwork behind it so that we could establish that. Or assist with that, I guess is the best way for us to say it.
There's a number of grants available to the park for the ARC grants. One of them is an upgrade to the facilities, like community hall. So that's one of the.
But that's not that's not going to be a park.
Right, that can't be the community
hall is not going to be a park.
Yeah, we wouldn't be able to do
that. But it does, this grant, particular grant, does say that you can use it to upgrade facilities that could be used for community or. Recreational.
I guess if it's written in such a way that it says it can support the use of a park, meaning like toilets or something like that, bathroom area. I can see that some of those things could happen.
Community activities.
Right.
I mean, if it's that broad, then.
So, yeah, I mean, I still think there's probably many grants out there that can be used. Just we need to look at the fine print.
The specific grant.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, I'm happy to take a look at anything. It just needs to be sent. I mean, I know everybody, Will and Elisa, happy to look at, to read through them.
Sure.
The more opportunity for funding that we can get that can help us, the better.
Bring it.
Bring it home.
I just have one question. In these requests for grant applications, is there usually a preface of, like, a list of definitions? What's a park? What's this? What's
usually,
this?
Yes.
Yeah. Usually there is.
So that's pretty explicit. What's
yeah.
They're looking for.
And also the term. I mean, another thing is to look at the terms of the grant, like the one for the repaving. Okay, that's a matching grant.
Yep.
It's like, you don't want to, pardon me, but I don't believe the town wants to do too many matching grants because
it's hard to raise
we
money.
Don't have the money.
Right.
And the, I mean, it's, what do they call it now? Charity fatigue?
Yes.
It's called?
Yeah.
Is rampant.
Yeah. Well, and there could be, I mean, there's definitely grants that the select board wants to see, even if they're matching, but they're usually for items that we are larger that become
yes.
then an expense that we have to figure out where we're getting that.
And actually,
like for a fire station or something like that, when those grants come out, those are the ones we try to take a look at and see if we can figure out a way to fund the other portion of it through
mm-hmm.
through our town money. But
and actually, if any of it, if somebody is looking at applying for a grant that there's that requires some kind of matching portion,
we need to agree.
It has to come to the select board
right.
for permission.
Right.
That is not included in the town meeting article.
Yeah, maybe we need to change that.
Change what? No.
In the article, it says that just any entity can
no,
go
if
for
it
a grant, but we should say
if
it's
it
not
does not require town funds.
Yeah.
If it does require town funds.
So what she's saying is it should be clear in the article.
Right.
The warrant article.
It is.
Is it? I can't remember how it
was. Well,
I'll remember to look at that one.
Yeah. Because, yes, it's, anything that requires an outlay of funds needs to, we need to know where the money's coming from.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then a committee or a person, whatever, cannot automatically apply for it. Okay. If the person or the committee needs to come to the select board and say, I would like to apply for this grant for this purpose. However, it requires this much matching, it requires this much town outlay, and it's like, if you guys say any version of I don't think so, it doesn't happen, right?
So that should be in our notes that we're going to write, or our
The policy.
Making a little note right here.
I would say the policy.
That would be just really helpful.
Yep.
It would avoid a lot of wheel spinning.
Yep. Agreed.
Because we're about to do it.
All right. So we're in agreement that we will, Hilma will, do a little more research for us, and then we'll reaffirm mm-hmm. this.
Right.
Authorization from the select board. Okay.
So,
yes.
Along the same topic as this, were we not also going to identify what constituted a park, make a list of all the parks that are actually in Heath?
Yeah, what did Steve need?
So I kind of thought that's what this was all about until I looked at it. I'm like, wait.
Well, that's what started it.
That's what I
said. Steve started it. And then Mike came along a little later and said, oh, you got to do this town meeting vote.
Yeah.
And basically, if you don't go through the whole formal process of conservation, town meeting vote, all of that stuff.
You don't have any parks.
You per se do not have any parks, and the tree warden still has jurisdiction over all the trees.
Okay, so but the little veteran memorial is not a park, you said?
No.
Okay.
It is part of the town common.
Okay, and the town common is not a park.
No, it is not.
Okay.
Sorry.
So
no, it's fine. I'm just
so
I'm
that's
talking. I'm getting historical.
It's perfectly fine. I'm just talking aloud.
So
the Mountie Parks.
So in essence, the reason Steve was asking was to make sure he knew where he
his
still had responsibility
was.
For trees, and if there were certain areas that he could not speak to.
Right. So
correct.
If it was a park, he would not be able to speak to those trees.
Right.
Correct. Turns out we don't have any parks.
So he has.
Just
so
like he can't. It's not a park.
Deal with the,
but
all the trees.
The
right.
Shapiro land?
Yeah.
Yes. That's in conservation.
Right.
The tree warden cannot speak to any of those trees.
And that is,
that
right.
is not
he not speak to those trees.
Yes.
He
do cannot
not talk to the trees.
Not make eye contact with those trees.
Drive by.
He cannot determine their fate.
Okay. Understood. Understood. Okay.
Yeah.
So that just kind of. All good. Great.
All right.
Thank you.
Stipend review. Stipend review is something that we talked about looking at this year, right?
That is.
Yeah.
I asked that it be put on, so because we are getting to the point where we need to be looking at this stuff, and I just wanted to get it rolling.
So, Emma, we need to find the document that was created that led to the stipends as they stand. And you're going to ask, when did that happen? It happened.
No,
in,
I remember.
Okay, I was going to say, it happened in my time. So that puts it in.
Really?
Yes.
You were on the select board then?
When this, so stipends, the last time they were changed, I can tell you who was on the finance committee. Kathy Newman was on the committee.
I was going to say, it was finance committee that did all the legwork for it.
Yeah. So it's within 9 years. 9 years and however many months.
So they were last changed 9 years ago.
No, within 9 years.
Within
I don't
then.
Know when in my time frame.
Last changed. Okay.
But I do know that's when it happened.
Okay,
so that will be the first step, because with that is, and I took a quick look today and I couldn't find it quickly, but that's because I think I have to go back off. It's not in my current Robinette Town of Heath, so I think it's before
right.
this.
Yeah.
So I have to go back into my other emails.
Before you had a town email address?
Yeah, we haven't had a town email address all the time.
Well,
no, it's
so
been
we have to have
3 years.
Yeah.
Well, they're expensive, so I get that.
Yeah, it wasn't until...
Well, whenever Northeast IT started.
Yeah, it might be a little longer than that. Maybe half
four.
Of my time or something. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it's been a while, but not 9 years.
Okay.
All
right, so first step, let's find that document.
Yes, the document has the number. It had to do roughly, I can tell you some of it, but I don't remember all the ins and outs, but... with the number of meetings or the amount of meetings,
okay,
yeah,
and the trainings that if you had required by law trainings, so if you had to take time, you know, like certain groups are required to take trainings while others are not.
Like Board of Health, it's 30 hours worth of training now that you're supposed
yeah.
to do.
Like assessors, you have a week you have to do. Yeah.
Right.
Like at the time, it was like assessors had to go to school at UMass.
Mm-hmm.
Now you can do it online. So things have changed, so it's good that we take a look at it.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that, I was today trying to figure out what do we have to do this? And it dawned on me, we have to get that document so we can revisit it, make appropriate changes to it, and then
you don't want to start it off with finance committee looking at it?
Well, we can all look
oh,
at
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's good. Yeah.
Well, first we have to
no,
find it.
Yeah, no.
Right, but find it and then say,
share.
Finance committee, please review this. Please make your recommendations. That's
yeah.
what was done the
okay.
last
yeah, it did.
Time.
Yes, finance committee did do it.
Let the finance committee go to the Board of Health and assessors and the whoever else and say,
right.
what kind of trainings do you have to take now? What kind of, how many hours do you meet per month?
And there may be a better way to do it. I don't know. That was just a way at the time.
Right. But
more appropriate way.
My recommendation is,
no, that's good.
Let them wrestle it out first.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, because from there, the finance committee opted not to take them, right? There were other pieces of that, too.
FinCom, that's right.
Well, FinCom was, there were some very strong beliefs that for finance committee to take a stipend is a conflict of interest.
Correct. So there were all these pieces. That's why I said I can't remember all of the things. Mm-hmm. I don't want to pretend that I can.
No.
But that's good. So let's. So I'll look back too, see if I what I can find.
Okay.
Great. Thank you. Yeah. No, it's good stuff. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And so the other things that came up, window tape on the front of the building.
Window tape.
Okay.
I guess probably what this is going to come down to is don't put tape on the windows.
No, that's not what it's going to come down to.
Oh.
What's going to come down to is would you please okay the tape you put on the windows? Because somebody came... a few weeks ago, somebody came to the building, and there was a dead bird.
Oh, oh, this is bird care. Okay.
Laying outside.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
The person took the dead bird and looked up what kind it was, and it's
oh.
a very, it was a very rare sparrow
oh,
or something.
Oh, boy.
And so then the person... brought this in and said, would the select board be willing to have this tape put on like
little
the front,
dots?
Yes. Like all the front, like by the door, front entrance, those windows and that side of the library
yep.
windows, because that's the most open side of the building and they felt like that's where birdies come from or something. And
oh, okay. So you whip out a piece of this. You don't have
so,
to...
So...
Well, I will say this, that in new construction...
all over.
In new construction where there's lots of glass, people are getting bird glass now.
What's bird,
bird glass?
Glass?
It's glass that actually has the
little
dots in them. And you pick what pattern. You know, some of them are bigger dots, some of them are little. But they have a grid, and you'll actually, it's like a white, you can pick the color, whether it's a white, or it's a gray, or it's an off-white. It's in the large panes of glass, so the birds do not, you know, most of the birds do not fly in. Not all, because some of them still get confused, but it is very common in new construction now.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
you can look
it up,
it's actually called bird glass.
But... Right. It'll save a bird's
it's
life.
Yeah.
It's not going to look attractive at all.
No.
Here.
Can I see the actual box on that? I'm curious. Though. After use.
And I don't know if there's more
oh, yeah,
than one
right
variety
here.
Of that.
Well, I think there's sheets, you know.
The
that's
symmetry pattern.
Just what the person
pattern.
Brought in.
Yeah. But there are full, you know, think of it like contact paper, but it's
yeah.
different.
Yeah, this seems like
and there may even be the types that you don't that don't even have adhesive on them, but you just wet it. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
This kind of stickers that you
yes.
just
no,
wet
just
and then they adhere
see.
With.
Still see it.
Yeah, and then
I got it to go check.
It's easy to peel off.
It's easy to take off and wash windows and things like that. Yeah.
So let's maybe do a little research into what is the best product that's not going to look.
I'm concerned about how it's going to look.
Yeah,
it's,
well, me too.
It's going to look not good.
I
so.
Think.
Well, and how you're going to maintain, how you're going to be able to maintain the glass,
true.
Too.
Sure. Right. I have not, you know, I have not mentioned this to Tim at all. I have
okay.
not talked to him. I'm just, the person brought it in last week, I guess.
Well, I'm happy to do some research on it.
Yeah, that's what I'm just saying.
Would have like different decals that you can put on that would be a pretty flower or something else so that they see that there's something there.
That don't work.
Okay. They don't work?
They don't work.
I don't, for some reason, this does. This pattern.
Yes.
These patterns.
And it's a certain level of reflectivity.
Yeah. The whole. Look at a bird glass and you'll Yeah, I can go. Yeah. Well, take it up to a window if you want and put it on one of these windows. I really rubbed it in with my nail and we'll be looking at this strip of unattractiveness.
Yes, Bob?
What I read about this bird avoidance thing, if you have horizontal lines, the bird will think they can fly through them. But if they're vertical, they realize that they couldn't if it was a real barrier.
Right.
It'll veer away.
That's why it has the dots. You're right. And those this pattern, it's they're offset. Like, so dot, dot, but then there's one here, and then dot, and then you decide what size the dot. It's very scientific.
You mean something random?
No.
Well, it follows a pattern, but it's not like just dot, 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 dot. Like, it might be dot, dot, and then one here, and one here, and then this one drops down, and it's here. They're very scientific.
What's misleading about this, though, is it looks to me like you're supposed to put this on and just leaves a little square, and this comes off. Why would this, you'd have this across the window like that?
That's what I was thinking. I don't know what that product is. I have to research it. Yeah.
Or are the little squares supposed to come off?
Right. That's what I would think. Maybe they don't. Maybe
probably don't. Instructions.
Well, when all this fails, that's what you read.
Read the instructions.
Step one, clean the surface. Step two, position the measuring tapes on the top and bottom of the surface. Step three, unroll using smooth, constant technique. Cut a length of tape slightly longer than the width of the window and position for the desired pattern. Using the measuring tapes as a guide on the suggested markers back here. And then use the provided squeegee to flatten the tape, releasing any trapped air. Squeegee each marker several times using moderate pressure.
Yeah, I see.
And then be sure to remove only the carrier tape, leaving the markers on the glass.
Okay.
Pull back the carrier tape at a 45 degree angle. Congratulations, you have now protected.
That sounds like
I'm happy with just
that particular type of product.
So let's see what we
if
have.
If you
out
can
there.
Get a whole vinyl sheet that you just smack on it.
Especially with the, I'm pretty sure they make them now without adhesive, so that it, just with moisture you can apply.
Yeah, like you
like
can
contact
even
paper,
like,
except that without adhesive.
However, yeah, like somebody puts like decorative decals or whatever. Yeah.
However. Are we supposed to, for security reasons, are we supposed to be able to see through that window?
You will. You'll
see
through it.
It's like a see-through film.
Okay, I'm just looking at other options, and some of it is not completely see-through.
Correct. There are some that are tinted.
And
you're right.
Yeah, the common ones are completely transparent.
Like right.
It looks more like there's snowflakes.
You don't have to have that. I'll do a little research. I don't mind.
Okay.
Feather friendly. Great. Okay. All right. Thank you.
Check it out. Animal. So Robin's going to investigate.
Thank you,
that.
Bird.
Bird lover.
Bird lover. I love birds too. I think it is pretty sad when that happens. I have to be honest.
Oh,
actually, when it happens in your house, it kind of makes me cringe. I can't be the person who goes out. It makes me upset.
I know, I see the feathers stuck to the
but everybody knows how I feel about all this stuff, so.
In Manhattan, I don't know if you've read about, I mean, it's a real crisis. There are thousands of birds just dead on the pavement underneath the high rises with all these glass. And Central Park is a huge part of the migratory flyway. And so birds from all over the country go through there. And then thousands are dying from crashing into the windows of the large buildings.
This is why this is a big deal.
It is. Yeah. It's not just a bird here or there. I mean, in the city,
no,
it's just... It's one of the major causes of loss of songbirds.
Pretty sad.
It is.
All right. Other items... We're going to talk a little bit about, we got a handful of emails, winter road care. We got a handful of emails this morning. We had some slippery roads, a couple, yep. And So you saw that I've responded to both on the select board's behalf after talking with Tyson, who did take full responsibility for this morning, just not recognizing that there was going to be slippery surfaces and didn't get here early enough to get the crew in. So we really did talk. I've been asking and that I want to get really know what is going to happen this year for road care. And I do see in the mail that we did get some information back from Tyson about some of the questions I asked about who's plowing and what their routes are. And so I think information's trickling in. I think that Tyson, in the conversation today, really recognizes that he has to have a plan in place. Plan is up to him to establish, but he has to have a plan in place to be checking the roads early, early morning. The problem is three highway department members, all of them live out of Heath. One of them, however, does live in the hill towns, but there is a challenge and they have to put a plan in place. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Emma.
You made his wife go get a Blink camera today?
Yes, he did tell me about the camera.
That I shouldn't say he made his wife, but she graciously volunteered. That I'm sure is installed on the outside of the garage, and so he can, whatever, tune into that at any time from his house and to see at least what's happening at the town garage.
For snow coverage.
For snow coverage.
And I think
for
that,
rain,
yes, I think every step is another step that helps, is another layer. Part of the issue this morning was the combination of, yes, we had a very light covering of snow, but we had black ice. And it was very hidden black ice early this morning. So that, the black ice, is not going to be seen on the Blink camera. So,
he can know if it's raining.
And the camera
Right, but this came from last night. Trust me, I know exactly when it happened, and it stayed frozen. And then there was cooler air in the morning, as there often is before the sun comes up. We get hit even cooler. But this started last night.
And what might be happening at the highway department might not be happening on Avery Brook or Bruce Bison.
Correct.
He's aware of that.
Correct. Yeah, I think it's just one more piece of.
But it's.
Right.
The camera does give you temperatures, too.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. So that's what
it does?
Yes, it does. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
So I think that
look right now.
What was good is taking responsibility. That's a very good thing, because worse is when there's excuses.
Of course you would.
So taking responsibility is really good, recognizing that additional steps have to be taken. You do see that in one of the notes I said, Will, can you please stop in occasionally when you have some chance and just keep the continuation of the conversation about winter road care up there?
Well, actually, I have some more to discuss beyond that, but I want to share with it.
Yeah, okay, that's fine. And then I also let people know, the two folks know that sent emails in, that we're meeting with Tyson on the 2nd, and that we're part of the conversation with Tyson is definitely winter road service. So, that we're continuing the conversation of working as a team and do the best we can. There is not a perfect service. There will be challenges, and not
even
that this
if you
is
lived in town.
Correct.
There have been
plenty of times. Correct.
Big challenges with highway superintendents that lived in town.
Correct. And I think that everyone, I'll give my little reminder to everyone. I'm not suggesting that this is the turn it back around on drivers, but I will remind everybody to slow down. Everybody to slow down. Because, yes, there's plenty of people who do slow down and still have issues. I get that. But there's still many of us in town that are still driving a little too fast. So we're going to slow down, hopefully. I keep saying that. And if you're listening and you have neighbors, tell them to slow down. Remind people, slow down. Take a little extra care. Go to work 10 minutes early. I know. Not 10 minutes later. 10 minutes earlier. Get up. Take a leisurely ride. That's what I did because it was slippery.
Yep.
So I'm not going to say it wasn't, because it was.
It was. I turned around and
right.
Didn't go to Greenfield.
Right. That's what I'd like to do, is not have to go to Greenfield. I'd like to stay home. But, so we'll continue that conversation. But you had something else you wanted to share about?
Yeah, about the highway department. It's more sort of an ongoing construction of things that Tyson talked to me about that he's concerned about. And that is, one, he's been trying to get Palmieri to come up and finish the electrical.
I actually sent a note to him on Saturday afternoon, because Tyson had sent me a note. So I did send him, I sent Matt a note, and I'll follow up again tomorrow. Yep.
And then the other thing was, is with Hillman, and they're supposed to put up a retaining wall, and I was looking at it, and it looks like there's erosion already starting to happen.
Okay.
And I'm just worried eventually.
Has he called Dick?
He has. And
he has several times.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, we haven't paid them, but of course we can't pay them anyway until they finish the job.
Right. Well, he's got to keep calling.
Yeah. I'm just looking at that soil. You know, every time we get rain, you
can call.
I'd be happy to.
You can call him.
No, I'm just a junior select board member.
No, you're not. You're the highway liaison. You can just give a call and ask what their schedule is.
I'd be happy to.
Yeah.
I mean, I've had techies from this guy. I don't think we'll be offended.
No. No, I think that if Tyson has called a handful of times and doesn't have a date as of yet, then it is deserving of a phone call.
Okay.
Yeah. I would think.
Let's do that.
Yeah, let's.
Okay.
Spooky wheels.
Help out. So.
Good.
Yep. What else? Okay, so that's kind of winter road care. We'll have that conversation a little bit more. We'll just touch base with Tyson on the second, and we'll keep. There goes your chair, Will.
It lasted most of the day.
What is this?
Time to adjourn.
I don't know.
What's slipping me a Mickey here?
That's it. That's the end. It's all done for you. No more. That's pretty funny, that chair. Cracks me up. And it kind of interests me that don't the chairs get moved?
Yeah.
So how do you always get that chair?
Maybe it isn't the chair.
That's what I was just going to say that. I'm like, are you doing something in there that you shouldn't be?
Getting deflated.
Oh, yeah, it's too funny. It cracks me up. Okay, so window care, which was bird care, and window. All right, so want to do mail?
Well, no, Hallmark. We wanted to do a recap of.
Oh, yes, sorry. That's right. Who's doing that?
You?
Me? Yeah.
Those two.
Oh,
they
you
were
go.
Both there. Well, they were both there.
Well, why don't you
run there?
Why don't you do it, Will? You're
sure,
so quiet there.
I've been quiet. It was actually, I think it was a very, very good meeting. There were many good questions asked. Basically, I don't know, UDOCAP, there was questions about the fire department, the age thing that was asked about finding a fire station, about, situation with rural school funding. Of course, budget was here.
I'm sorry, I took notes, so anything you forgot, I can.
You took notes. Maybe I'm doing it strictly for.
I know, and I'm so impressed already because I wasn't able to do it.
Who was here? So there was school people here, there was.
Well, it was probably, what, about 30, 40 people here total?
From Heath?
I would say maybe 25, 30 people.
Yeah. It was
just. It just reminds me of the fact that there's a lot of retired people here.
There was actually someone from Colerain who I ran into.
Yeah.
This is. She also owns property.
Oh, she does?
Yeah.
Oh, she did not tell me that.
Well,
from there anybody
I mean,
she is
all
Colerain.
Okay.
She owns all
Colerain. No.
Okay. The meetings are in the day. So everybody's working. Well, so was there any we'll help you out?
Well, it wasn't forthcoming money. It was suggestions about who you might talk to, contacts, regarding certain bills, the person or the person in the state government or the legislator, whatever, sponsoring a bill, you can call that person. It was sort of more connecting us with resources.
Yeah, it was a lot of redirection.
So, but, you know, money is tight, you know that. He basically said, you know, we're in a tough situation. He's going to do what he can, and he's, you know, he talked about, and I didn't realize this, but our district, our state senate district is as large as Rhode Island. So it's everything. It's Western Franklin, well, I guess what, Western Franklin County? Hampshire, Hampton, and all of Berkshire. So it's a huge
56 towns?
Yeah.
I heard 37 communities, but maybe that was wrong.
So, you know, and he, if he visited one every week, it would take him, what, more than a year to get, it's just...
Yeah, well, that's why he said it took him 3 years to get to us.
Right.
Because he likes to do these town hall meetings,
right.
And it's just his district is so large that it is just taking him time. But that he likes to have set office hours, and it might not be him; it might be his assistant John, who's there. And every time we get that little flyer, he says, "Oh, his hours in Buckland."
Right.
So he likes to have regular date time so people know that they can communicate with him.
So I asked him whether he wanted to tour of our fire station. He said, well, is it the same as it was 6 years ago? And I said, worse.
Worse, part of it's gone. No. we took down part of it. It's a little cold there now.
And airy.
Because it was condemned.
Because it was condemned.
Unfit for human habitation.
Right. The only creatures that were there had to find new home.
Right.
A.K.A. the fox, the raccoon, and the skunk.
Oh.
So funny. Mm-hmm. They were the same ones living there when we actually did use it. And the bird. There was a bird.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Well, that's interesting. Any talk about, anybody ask any questions about, it was just in my head, what was I going to ask? I was going to ask shared services
no.
any of that kind of stuff?
Nope.
No.
That didn't
okay.
come up.
Roads? Road care?
Nope, that did not come up.
Yeah. So school.
Rural Aford School, and then Will brought
fire
up the
station.
Fire department
yeah.
issue, age issue. There was something about long-term care that Pam brought up, that a bill that he had co-sponsored, but I didn't catch everything she said on that.
Oh, the amount of... Basically, the allowance,
right.
the spending allowance that is given to the resident, you know, like all of their income, like Social Security.
Oh, how
income,
much they can keep for themselves.
How much they can keep for themselves.
Yep.
And that apportionment has not
increased.
We're
just talking
since
about
2008.
Right. I know
yeah.
exactly what she's talking about.
Yeah. And it was interesting. Pam was expressing a little bit of frustration because he's, yes, co-sponsoring this bill, but it's been years.
Yeah.
And
I know.
How long is it going to take? And
because
yeah.
that's just, even if something changed, it's almost like it takes so long to get something to change that you're already behind the times and what
yeah.
you've already fallen behind that number of years.
And
right.
well, and Pam was saying the average life of someone in long-term care is 16 months, and we've already been dealing with this for 2 years, and it's going to take yet another session for it to
right.
actually get approved.
Right.
So
mm-hmm.
it was good that we kind of heard all that. I also really liked the question that Pam asked about what can we do? What can we do to help better the world, basically, and resist and fight back for the things that
mm-hmm.
we believe in? And his answer was basically, keep talking to me. Keep touching base with me. You know, I want to know you. Email me. I do get back to you. You know I do.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
it's almost like squeaky wheel.
Yeah. Building relationships, advocating, you know, advocacy with those who represent you. He
says, the more I know you, the more I can trust you as an expert, because maybe you've got information that I need to know. So let me know what you know, and let's work together.
So I wonder if at some point we create a document. I'm envisioning this in my head all of a sudden, hearing this. Like a document that outlines, say, I don't know, pick a number. I'm just spitting it out. Seven. Lucky seven. Seven concerns of Heath.
Mm-hmm.
Right, or seven needs, maybe concerns,
mm-hmm.
needs, whatever, right? And you put a little three-sentence paragraph together of what that is, as specific as possible. And it's a document that we can send out, and we send it out as often as we need. We have it on a ticker every 2 months. Every 2 months you send that out. And if something that's on there actually starts to get in motion through us or through some other thing, you start to give an update on it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if it never gets, if you have to keep it on there, then that's the squeaky wheel, right? That's
right.
The squeaky wheel. Or if we decide all of a sudden it's been on there for so long that we have to replace it with something of more importance because of life,
mm-hmm.
then we say that. You know, we really wish we could have dealt with this. But now it's dropping down for X, Y, or Z, whatever reason. Because this
concern
is now the most important thing we have. And you keep sending that to all of our reps and saying to them, like, this is Heath, and this is what we need, and this is, if we accomplish that, when we put it in, this is what we did on our own.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Or, yes, we get something back from somebody who say, yeah, hey, great, we finally got some grant money on this.
We're taking this off,
thank you.
Right, you really seem to like hearing what the issue was and seeing what committee that he sponsors, he could put that in.
That's what I'm saying.
Like,
so,
oh,
like this,
maybe I can put that
right
over there.
And if it's in writing, it's like right,
right
there, top
just,
of mind.
Yeah.
They used to say that, top of mind, right? That used to be in the newspaper, what was top of mind, they'd ask people.
Mm-hmm.
And what was top of mind is what they heard about all the time.
Yeah.
Apropos what Alyssa just was talking about, there was actually discussion of a regional agreement between states
on healthcare
policy, healthcare, and he hadn't really thought of that. He said, you know, that's why these meetings are important, because he's going to some big thing in Chicago where this is going to be discussed.
He said,
regional, just within the New England states or within us in New York State or something, to come up with a healthcare policy and bring down healthcare costs. He said, that's an idea, and I think it's good. Maybe we'll run with it.
All right, and he did talk about, I mean, I think he's kind of his counterpart in New York, and how great that was that they could kind of network, and
exactly.
So he really seems to like to be able to do that.
And sometimes you bring up something that's an issue, concern, or need in your town, all of a sudden you send it to the right person, they realize it's an issue, need, or concern in another town, you could connect the towns, and then all of a sudden you've got a little bit more power as you're trying to move forward to deal with it, right? You might not even know that.
It's a common issue.
Right, and it doesn't have to be right at our neighboring towns. It could be, you know, four towns over, but it's still the same,
right?
You know, and you never know. You might share an issue with somebody who's got more population, and it becomes a better mover because you got more people behind it, maybe, you know. So maybe we can maybe after the new year think about at a select board meeting kind of brainstorming something like that.
Yeah.
To me that sounds like a
somewhat related to this past weekend we visited friends one of my friends is retired and lives out on the Cape, and we were talking about her different times. And guess what? They're facing some of the same problems we are. There are no young people.
Yep.
Their schools are
shrinking.
They hear
it all over the place. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the opposite end of the state.
Mm-hmm.
So, never know.
Well, every time I go to one of these meetings, regardless of whether it's PERCOG driven, if it's one of the reps are coming, that's one of the things I say every time. Because it's something that doesn't necessarily have to do with the dollar bill when you look at it.
Mm-hmm.
It's what can we do to try to get younger people involved in government, in town government, because there's not a lot coming down the pike.
Mm-hmm.
What are the reasons? I don't know. I just learned last week that there's a town around us that has their select board meetings in the morning. I thought to myself, in the morning? Well, that just X'd out everybody that works.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that people did that, but I guess they do.
Well, I don't know what they're doing now, but like Coleraine, when it had
what
a couple of different
it?
Members on their select board, they started their meetings at like 4:30, which is sort of considered still the work day.
Oh,
but
this, yeah.
It's because they were retired.
Right. Well, yeah.
Depends on who's on the select board at that time, right?
Yeah, and how considerate.
And I'm not saying that there aren't people who are
available to
the shift. I mean, obviously,
yeah.
They're second shifters,
mm-hmm.
that wouldn't be able to come to these meetings.
Yeah.
So I know that that's, but the norm is that the majority of people.
But that's why it's so wonderful to have audio recording that people can listen to the discussion and can participate by sending in their comments.
Right.
So they're not being completely shut out.
A couple of kind of dollar amounts that Paul brought up. He said Massachusetts usually receives about $15 billion a year of its budget from federal funding. And that had already been cut down to $7 billion. And he also said that when they finished up like designating all the, I don't want to say extra in the budget, he said this year they left the largest amount ever undesignated, $800 million. And they did it intentionally due to federal cuts. And that, like, they're committed if...
As a buffer?
Yes, as
yep.
a buffer. If, for example, healthcare insurance costs, the premiums increase, they've estimated that Massachusetts would need $425 million to do the initial coverage. Now, I don't know if that's for a year. I assume that would be for a year.
Is that for all insurance companies?
For the state.
Just for state. You know, so it's interesting.
Medicare, Medicaid.
Right.
Yeah.
It's interesting if you think about that. And then think about the numbers of people who have private insurance through businesses or self-pay, you know, just self-pay.
Mm-hmm.
There's many people who do that.
Mm-hmm.
And those policies are all facing the same type of increases. It's not like it's just state.
Yeah.
It's everybody's getting those increases.
Look at what
and those monies,
38%.
Yeah, that are either coming out of businesses, or people's pockets.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's out of control.
It is.
It is out of control. Because just like what we're facing in town with our own policy, it's happening to everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
It's happening to everybody else. So, and regardless, you're either paying as the subscriber or you're paying as the taxpayer. You're paying for the insurance at the end of the day. And if the business, and if you are work for an independent business, and they're not passing that on to you, they're taking it out of their profits, which means they're getting it somewhere else. They're not going to raise people's pay as much as they would have otherwise. You know, it's a very, very serious situation.
Oh, another thing he said, where the New England states and New York are collaborating, is on communicating the message they want to send to Canada.
Right.
That he said he was up in Canada for something and was in a bar, and some guy walked in and asked for a beer, and the bartender said, well, what kind? And he said, any kind that doesn't come from
the United States.
And yeah,
bartender said, don't worry, we don't have anything here.
Yeah, the bartender said, don't worry, we don't buy anything from the United States.
Yep.
So, I mean,
I'm sorry, I can only think of 1,000 different jokes that start off with.
A man walks into a bar.
I think I know one with a duck. A duck walks into a bar and asks for a beer.
And that's the way he began the conversation. I said,
I wish I could remember that one because it is one. A duck walks into a bar and asks for beer. The bartender says, we don't serve ducks here. And then it keeps going on and on and on. But I don't remember the punchline.
Of course.
I have to think.
One of the residents asked about could they come up with a way for private residents to opt out of smart metering?
Oh, yeah, that was a good one.
And he said, yes, there is actually a bill on file now that, because and maybe you probably know this, but it's like you either take smart metering for free, quote unquote, or
you pay not to have
your regular, and it's like $32 a month.
And they say it's because they have to manually come send someone to read the meter, and so that's what you're
except what they're not acknowledging is all the research that's been done about how dangerous smart meters are.
So there's a bill that he's co-sponsoring about being able to opt out without having to pay for it. So he's on it. Mm. Yeah, Kathy Tallon asked that one.
So hopefully something will happen before they arrive at Haines.
That's interesting what everybody brought, different people brought for questions. I think that was interesting. Different from different people. That's interesting what's on people's minds. I'm always curious about that. Great. Well, thank you for that.
Yeah, it was good.
Okay, mail.
So, I'm sorry. I have just a continuation of my walkthrough with Jonathan. Something was pointed out to me that I just wanted to mention real quick. In the corner of the gym, facing that way, that's left of the door, are the basketball hoops that are on stands.
You know what I'm talking about?
I'm talking about. And he's like, they're not ours. They used to be in the storage closet, but they're no longer in there, and they never get used, and I wanted just to bring some attention to that to say, if they're not being used, do we still need them? Can we pass them on to someone else? What's the history behind them?
I believe.
Where are we at?
They're owned by the town.
Right. I would say probably from school.
Yeah,
they're shorter ones. Yeah,
the
elementary school gym one for gym. Yes.
And they're portable. And they are. But it sounds like they just haven't been used in many, many years. And do we still want to have them? Is it okay where they're at?
How many are there?
I think there are two of them.
There's two.
Should one have followed the kids to Corain?
No, because they didn't want them. Anything that's left here means that all the other elementary schools in the district did not
want it.
At that time,
I can't even remember. I was just over there. I don't know if they must have a hoop in there someplace. I don't even remember.
I don't know. Parks and Rec could get up a basketball league for little kids.
Well, we have two courts in town, right? Basketball courts. Don't we have one here?
That's not usable. In fact, I think it's dangerous. Because
okay.
Roots.
Yeah, that the nets have lifted up. And it's very dangerous.
So the one that's the subject of the grant, that's for pickleball resurfacing, but it's also going to be multi-use, right? It's going to be a basketball court. There'll be lines for that.
Brand new lines for basketball.
You know, a lot of the in the urban areas in the cities, a lot of the public parks that have basketball courts have both full height baskets right. and mm-hmm. short ones. Is there any way that those could be dragged out into our basketball court during the summer, you know, and put in use and then stored in the wintertime or something?
If they were trained.
Oh, that's a thought.
They could probably be put in the four square court. You know, it's not a traditional basketball court.
The four square court is the one that has more. I thought that's the one that has more tree roots than anywhere.
Well, what I was complaining about the basketball court is that where the posts are is actually lifted off the ground and it's jagged. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but the four square court might have some grass running through it, but I think it would be fine for those for kids to just shoot baskets.
Yeah, they don't need a court.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think we can use them.
Just wanted to make sure
if we put it with effort into it.
Yeah.
Is it really any place to store them?
Are they in the way? Are they in the way?
They're only in the way of some kind of an alert red box, which I assume is some kind of an emergency box.
Oh, a wall?
In the corner. It's dark,
wall.
Like in the corner.
Yeah, I vaguely remember. I just don't remember the.
But they can get moved.
Yeah.
Tim just brought them inside. That's probably.
Yeah, and when
the first place he came,
they just put them outdoors in the weather.
They should stay inside.
Never mind. But
yeah.
Anyways,
yeah.
They could go on the stage.
Right. Yeah. We should.
No, I just got the stage clear. I don't want to start.
Yeah.
More
stuff.
Keep
and
they're okay where
if
they
the
are.
Way of something temporarily, they can be relocated, but if not.
No, they're okay where they are as long as we're aware of them and that we're thinking of ways in which they can be utilized instead of them just sitting there for another 5 years.
Totally
years.
Agree.
So
unless
that's all.
Unless access to that red box is matters, which I don't know.
It
but,
doesn't sound like it has been.
Personally, I would rather they went on the stage out of the way of the gym. But and I understand, I appreciate what you're saying. But part of the stage is used by the library. It's
right.
a very large portion.
Right.
There's a small portion remaining with stuff left over from school. And then there's the piano. So
right, but the more out of sight they are, the less they're going to be used.
Keep them and use them.
If you want to invite people to use them, they've got to be visible.
Sorry, I didn't mean to.
That's all right.
It's my thought.
I agree with you, Emma, that it's just not going to happen yet. There's a time that it can happen, just not yet.
But
it has to be
Pat,
okay.
There are people
okay.
that read
okay.
Yeah. That's all right. Yeah, we don't have to go there.
Okay, Ron, mail.
Okay, bam.
That's
all right.
That's great. I just, like I said.
All right. So in the mail, part one is communications back and forth, the first one. It's all the communications about the whole Shapiro Land Conservation Commission, communications back and forth, Mike Cucciera, me, what are the next steps type of thing. And one of those is a letter from CONCOM reiterating what they said at the meeting that they had with us, that they'd be sending us a condition. No.
Enforcement order.
Enforcement order. I was going to say that's not right. It's not letter of enforcement.
I'm getting there.
Enforcement order. And when that happens, we will read it and act appropriately.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've got the emails, some emails between Tyson and I about winter plowing, the highway routes. That's what I said was
mm-hmm.
in the mail. We talked about that. We had the paperwork we talked about that Hilma put together for us that was great about the municipal land as town parks. We just went over that. I'll be honest, I haven't read this one yet. Sue Gruen, financial assistance for the Mosquito District. This was just her giving us an update about, wasn't it?
No, it's a request. It was actually something I spoke about at the town hall meeting this morning.
Oh, a request for funding to help cover the costs of the Mosquito District.
Not for us, but for the towns who cannot afford
Correct.
Membership.
Right.
And it's asking the state
okay.
to provide some financial assistance now that it's almost budgeting season. And he did have a nice response on that, by the way, that we have to follow up on. Or to help him.
Okay. We have the actual free cash certification notification was in there. Then the letter from Alice, free cash, tax rate, we talked. Oh, no, that's the actual letter from her, sorry. notification of some information that Alice felt she wanted to share with folks. That's an FYI. We've got the 2 District 8 Town October update. That's an FYI for you to read through. And Franklin County Solid Waste Management District, that was the October recycling update expenses. And in part 2, the emails back and forth regarding the Appendix B update and Elisa's visits over here to the Jacobs Road for the lease with Hilltown. We talked about that. The grant, that's our standard grant that we just get every year for
good trash practices.
Thank
you. Oh, that's
you.
Right.
I was trying to figure out a way to say it. It's good trash practices.
You accumulated enough points by doing certain things.
Correct. And then
right.
you get some money, and
yep.
it goes into our little savings account there, and it gets used to pay those costs.
Yes.
Some of them, yes.
Yes.
Municipal Empowerment Act testimony. Is there anything we would have to do that was an FYI?
That was just an FYI.
Right.
That... Well, I had given my input to, but evidently the legislature is, somebody has come up with the idea that, oh, gee, maybe they ought to pass legislation mandating that every board and committee meeting in every municipality be hybrid.
Right.
Which... Among town administrators went over like a lead balloon.
As I say, there was not one letter of support, was there? I mean, I was reading
no.
all. I got to a point where I'm like, I don't know if I can keep reading all this. No. In a different way. Everybody said it in a different way, but.
No.
It was the mandate.
The mandate.
Non-funded mandate.
There you
yes,
go.
It was the non-funded
mandate.
Yes.
Mandates. If it had been a funded mandate, it might have read differently for many people. Probably not everybody. Some people would have still stood where they were saying. But
mm-hmm.
the non-funded piece is what really set off everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And then in part 3, that was from Randy Crozier, and that's just, that was FYI public health initiatives in our towns.
Mm-hmm.
So not a lot of action needed on the mail. But lots of info. Okay, so our next meeting is
Wednesday
at 3 p.m. Again, it will open, it'll go directly into executive for a period of time, and then we'll come out and have a very brief meeting to just do a final review of the warrant articles, the special town meeting warrant articles, and then a vote so that Helma can do her thing and get it posted. And that's all we're doing
yeah.
on Wednesday.
So,
again, that's at 3 o'clock.
If you want
to. And then basically at the next meeting,
right.
we have a lot of appointments. So a lot of appointments, probably not as much other business by the sound of it. Because we've got... you said Budge and Ken Rock.
Yeah.
We've got
Tyson.
Mike Ruggiero. We've got Tyson. We've got
Jonathan
and Laura. And so maybe we should just keep special town meeting on the other business just to
mm-hmm.
Just to talk about our
yes.
nuts and bolts about it.
Mm-hmm.
We won't have to have a special another business for Hilltown Youth because that's going to be an appointment. We could put the Town Center Court refinishing. Hopefully we have the answers back we need. The surveillance camera policy is going to wait until we get a quote in.
The gym roof.
Well, hopefully, yes, we should put that on there because we should. Well, maybe I'm going to take back what I said about Wednesday. And if we actually have the numbers in place, can we maybe do a vote in open meeting for the roof also, possibly? Mm-hmm. Can we put that on the agenda for Wednesday? Even if we can't, we'll bounce it out to this one, but maybe, because the sooner we can get it voted, the better.
Yeah. Well, I can...
I'm going to follow
up. At whatever
up.
Time, if, you know, if you get the information...
We can amend?
I can amend the agenda.
Okay. But yes, we'll have it on for the second. Also, or
at this point, have it on for the second.
Yeah. And we'll keep town coordinator on there. And
can we just do a quick follow-up on the stipend to make sure that the document has been found? And I mean, it would be a quick, you know, 30-second thing.
Yep. And then whatever else comes up?
I was going to ask that this be put back on, but it might be just be too much for December 2nd. But
you
can kick down the can. And
well, it might get kicked to the beginning of January. Let's see what the 16th brings.
Okay.
I don't know what they bring quite yet.
I'm going to put it on the 16th just to ask again.
And then you guys have got to decide whether you want to meet on... Mm-hmm. I don't know if you want to look at that real quick.
Topeka.
Where are we at?
On the 30th?
Yeah, is that what it is? Yes.
Yeah.
So I won't be available that night. So you guys can just...
Maybe a little
available? No.
Not even a little?
No.
Not even about them?
No.
Okay.
No. I could say
you
yes.
You could say we're snackies?
But... no.
No. Because you fly out the next day, right?
Yes.
You're
going to
have a lot.
I have a lot. And I do have a lot of business stuff, too.
All right, so
you all, but
so. All right, so you're a definite no. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes.
Okay. I get it. I understand.
Yes. Definite no. But I am. We can play it by ear, and if we feel like we need to do sneak in another quick meeting. So we meet on the 16th. I could meet on Monday the 22nd.
If we need something before.
Because I know as we get closer to Christmas, people don't want to do it.
Mm-hmm. And
we have 6 days.
Where will we be looking at our first meeting in January?
Well, if you want, I don't come back until the 10th, so you can, that's what I'm saying.
Not-
You can decide. So I would technically be here on the 13th.
Okay.
So if you guys want to just plan to meet on the 30th, or if you want to see how things go, we can. If people like maybe, if everyone's available now on the 22nd, try to keep it open.
Yeah, let's keep that open, because then I can't go 4 weeks without meeting.
And then,
it's excessive.
And then, if you wanted to bump it a day earlier and meet on Monday the 12th instead of the 13th, Tuesday the 13th, I could do that too when I get back. Whatever.
Yeah, I can do Mondays. No problem.
So.
I don't know if one day will make a difference. Here.
No.
I think it's fine to keep it on the 13th.
Yeah.
And we could meet on the 22nd, and then. If something came up, you guys could meet the week of the 5th.
Okay. So let's go ahead and schedule. You want to schedule for Monday the 22nd?
Well, let's just keep, everybody keep it open.
Okay, I'm going to just put it down.
And see how it goes.
Okay.
And if there's any last minute little things you feel like we got to get together on. Because at least that's one day away from, further away from Christmas for people.
Oh, there.
Thursday. So Christmas Eve is Wednesday.
Okay.
This place shuts down early on Wednesday, and some people take Wednesday off. They don't want to be here Tuesday night. So you do it Monday. You know, given that, I would be more willing to do a short meeting on the 29th, too, if we had to, instead of the 22nd, if that makes it more comfortable for you guys.
Monday the 29th or Tuesday the 30th, it doesn't matter to me. Difference for you, Robin?
No, I don't want to do a marathon meeting on the 29th, but I'd be willing to commit to a couple hours on Monday.
Okay.
If that makes
right, because you're saying no to 30. So.
Well, that puts it closer for. Then you wouldn't have to have a meeting while I'm gone.
Right.
If you wanted to do it that way.
And
so
it could be like essential stuff only.
Yeah.
On the 29th, essential only.
And let's move it up to 4 o'clock.
Okay.
No, we can't.
Okay.
Let me check. I have a meeting I have at 4 o'clock that day that I can see if I can change. So I'll check on that, and then I'll send you a note. 29th, okay?
Okay.
So let's review this. So we're not meeting the 22nd, we're meeting the 29th.
That's what I'm going to aim for, the 29th. I'm going to try to switch around my other appointment so that I can come here on the 29th.
And then we would meet again on the 13th?
Yep.
Okay.
Then you're backward 2 weeks.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to put this in here.
Yep. No, it's fine. I'm just looking at my note that it's not changed. Okay, so I'm out here. Oh, that's time's perfect.
So everybody's good on January 13th, correct?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Right now?
Okay.
All right. I will firm that up tomorrow and send out a note to everybody.
Okay.
And I'll copy Pat and Barbara too.
Thank you. Very helpful.
Mm-hmm.
I do try to have perfect attendance.
I know that. Is Pat going to quit?
Did she decide? Is she retiring, Pat? Does anybody
know?
Well,
she was making noises.
I know she was. Is she?
We'll she see. Sounds pretty serious
I
about
thought she
it.
Did.
We'll see
yeah.
what happens
not
at the end
did.
Of December. But I mean, who's going to take over? She hasn't said anything about. I mean, Heath Connects can't just roll over.
No, she would listen to the recorder. I thought she said something about she'd listen to the recorder.
Did she say that?
Oh, I didn't hear that.
Off of that.
I didn't hear that.
Oh, okay. She's just not going to show up to meetings.
Hard. All right, that's it. If someone wants to
make a motion that we adjourn at 7:16.
I will make that motion. Oh.
You're going to second it.
Oh, I'll second it, sorry.
All in favor.
All in favor?
Yeah.
I think that's me. Lisa, yes.
Will.
Robin and I.